Recipes. This month's recipes have been provided by members of the National Federation of the Blind of New York. Sheet Cake by Margot Downey. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Margot Downey. Margot Downey has been a member of the NFB since 1979. She serves on the boards of the Buffalo Chapter, the National Association of Guide Dog Users, the Travel and Tourism Division, and the Seniors Division. Ingredients. 2 cups all-purpose flour, 2 cups granulated sugar, 1½ teaspoon cinnamon, 1 teaspoon baking soda, pinch of salt, 3/4 cup water, 1/2 cup butter, 1/4 cup unsweetened powdered cocoa, 2 teaspoons pure vanilla extract, 1/2 cup buttermilk, 2 eggs. Method. Preheat oven to 375 degrees. Spray a 13x9-inch cake pan with nonstick cooking spray and shake flour onto pan, coating all sides. In a large bowl, combine flour, sugar, cinnamon, baking soda, and salt and stir to mix thoroughly. Combine water, butter, and cocoa in a saucepan and bring to a boil, stirring to prevent lumping. Remove from heat and pour into flour mixture. Beat with mixer until blended and then add vanilla, buttermilk, and eggs and beat until smooth. Pour batter into pan and bake for 20 to 25 minutes. Allow cake to cool before frosting with the following icing. Frosting ingredients. 1 cup sugar, 1/3 cup milk, 1/3 cup butter, 1 cup semi-sweet chocolate chips. Method. In a saucepan, combine sugar, milk, and butter and bring to a boil, stirring constantly. Remove from heat and stir in chocolate chips until melted. Spread over cake and allow to cool for at least 1 hour before cutting. Best Apple Crisp Ever by Margot Downey. Ingredients. 4 apples, peeled, cored, and sliced. 1/2 cup brown sugar. 1 cup all-purpose flour. 3/4 cup white sugar. 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1 egg, beaten, 2 tablespoons butter, melted. Method. Preheat oven to 375 degrees. In a 9-inch square baking pan, mix sliced apples with brown sugar. In a large bowl, mix together flour, white sugar, cinnamon, and salt. In a small bowl, beat together egg and cooled melted butter. Stir into flour mixture. Spread this batter evenly over apples. Bake in preheated oven for 30 to 40 minutes or until topping is golden and crisp. Serve warm with ice cream. Super Fudge Brownies by Margot Downey. Ingredients. 5 large eggs, 3½ cups granulated sugar, 1 tablespoon vanilla extract, 1 cup, 2 sticks, unsalted butter, 1 8-ounce box unsweetened baking chocolate, coarsely chopped, 1 tablespoon instant espresso powder, 1¾ cups all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon salt. Method. Preheat oven to 375 degrees. Set rack in upper third of oven. Line a 9x13-inch baking pan with a large sheet of foil, pressing foil so that it fits into the pan. Lightly butter foil. In large bowl, with electric mixer on high speed, beat eggs, sugar, and vanilla for 10 minutes until blended. Meanwhile, in a glass measuring cup, microwave butter and chocolate until almost melted. Stir in espresso powder until combined. Reduce mixer speed to low and add chocolate mixture until blended. Mix in flour and salt until just combined. Pour batter into prepared pan and bake for 25 minutes until top is shiny and slightly cracked along the edges. Brownies will still be soft and gooey in the middle. Do not overbake. Transfer to wire rack to cool. When completely cool, use foil edges to lift brownies out of pan. Cover and let sit at least 4 hours before cutting. Tip: lining the pan with foil makes for easy cleanup. Just lift the entire cooled brownie block out of the pan, then cut into 24 individual brownies. Arroz con gandules, Rice with Pigeon Peas, by Cheryl Echeverria. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Nelson and Cheryl Echeverria. Cheryl Echeverria is Vice President of the Greater Long Island Chapter of the NFB of New York and President of the Travel and Tourism Division. She says that this is the first thing her husband Nelson taught her to make when they first met. This is an old recipe, but each family makes it a little differently. This version makes enough for 5 to 6 people and can be used for leftovers. Ingredients. 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 8-ounce can tomato sauce, 1 cup sofrito, see below, 1 handful El Caporado olives in jar, not the ones in a can, find them in the Spanish section of the supermarket, 1 tablespoon cumin or cumino powder, 2 cups rice uncooked, gandules, available in all grocery stores, or ask for pigeon peas if you cannot pronounce the Spanish name. If you are using the can, rinse them first. If you are using frozen peas, use 1 bag. 4 cups water, salt and pepper to taste. Method. Turn a stove burner to medium-high. Place a large pot with a fitted lid on stove with the olive oil in it. Add the sofrito, alcaparrado olives, and cumin and stir all together. Add tomato sauce and the rice and stir thoroughly. Then add the gandules and stir again. Add the water and raise the heat to high. Once everything starts to boil, put the lid on and lower heat to low. Cook for 25 minutes. Do not lift the lid to stir until time is up. Sofrito ingredients. 3 large onions, any type. 1 full head of garlic. 5 to 6 plum tomatoes or 1 large can of chopped or diced tomatoes. 2 green bell peppers, seeded. 1 red bell pepper, seeded. 10 agi dulce peppers, tops removed. If you cannot pronounce the name, just bring this recipe to the grocery store and ask for them. They are tiny green peppers, but remember to ask for the sweet ones. They look like scotch bonnet peppers, and they are hot. A bunch of cilantro leaves with the stems still on. A bunch of rucao or cilantro leaves. Method. In no particular order, place everything in the food processor or a heavy-duty blender like a Vitamix. You might have to puree in batches and then mix all together when done. I do this all the time. This can be added to soups, stews, tomato sauce, or anything else hot that you are cooking. This recipe makes a good deal, so have a large storage container ready. Angie's Peanut Butter Pie by Angie Robinson. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Angie Robinson. Angie Robinson is the first lady of the Buffalo chapter of the NFB of New York. Ingredients: 8 ounces cream cheese, softened, 2 cups confectionery sugar, 1 cup milk, 1 cup peanut butter, 2 graham cracker crusts, 1 container Cool Whip. Method: cream together cream cheese, peanut butter, and confectionery sugar. Add milk and mix well. Fill the 2 pie crusts, place in freezer, and let freeze for several hours or until firm. Top with Cool Whip and garnish with chocolate chips or shaved chocolate. Refreeze. To serve, remove from freezer about 20 minutes beforehand, or in Florida, about 10 minutes. Butterscotch Brownies by Mike Robinson. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Michael Robinson. Mike Robinson is president of the Buffalo chapter and second vice president of the NFB of New York. Ingredients: 1/4 cup butter, 1 cup brown sugar, packed, 1 egg, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 2/3 cup flour, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1/2 cup nuts, chopped. Method: melt butter and stir in brown sugar, then beat in the egg and vanilla extract. Combine dry ingredients and stir in. Add nuts and stir. Pour batter into a greased 9x9-inch baking pan and bake in a preheated 350-degree oven for 30 minutes. Cut while still warm.